Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Shrillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Shrillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes away from Smokin' Joe Patrick stopping by for his weekly visit to talk Falcons coming off the bye week. Monday Night Football against the Bills. We'll get Joe's thoughts on all of that and what he's learned from practice this week as well. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. All you got to do is call us up and ask us. 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes.
Aaron Judge needs a World Series, right? Because of the Yankees and everything. Because I was just thinking about something about him. Because, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame ball player.
Yeah, and he's, like, on the track to do it.
Yeah, right? But is he an all-time great in Yankees?
No.
You don't think so?
Not, probably not yet.
Okay. I was always curious about that because I understand that, you know, that whole outfield with all those numbers.
Let me back up on that. I think eras are so different, right? Like, it's just never going to be what it was, right? When they had, you know, all those World
guys.
Series
yes.
and all those guys, and it was just, you know, sports were just different at the time. But then they did it kind of again in the, you know, in the late 90s with Jeter and all mm-hmm. those guys too. So, yeah, I think he's got to get one in order
okay,
to kind
no, because
of be
I was thinking about something we were talking about yesterday.
But he
like,
still isn't all. He hit 60 home runs a couple times.
Yeah, but
right?
The reason I say X, because I was thinking about what we talked about yesterday, his moment. Like, they've been in postseasons before.
Right.
You know, but I was like, is it like – I won't say the monkey off his back because he still has not won a ring. But it's like, where do you put him in place? Because they don't have very few Yankees are called captain.
Uh-huh.
He has that moniker.
Right.
As El Capitan. Obviously, Jeter had it for all those years and Jeter will win. But if you look at Judge, if he doesn't get one, that, like, disappointing. As great as he is, and he is freaking great.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because it's the Yankees and they're held to a different standard?
I think so. I think you kind of have to hold them to a different standard. Because, I mean, I don't know. How many World Series did, like, the greatest Yankees all have? Like, five?
Right.
Seven? I don't know.
There's a level of beloved
10.
that you're just never going to have
yeah,
from
impossible.
That fan. Like, there are people who are going to put Bernie Williams and Jorge Posada above Judge because of the run.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a level of beloved he can never reach.
I think you can, but you'd have to win a bunch of championships.
No, like, I'm saying without a title. Yeah.
Right. Because I think people would have said that about
But they love Don Mattingly.
Right, never won one.
Never won.
But they don't talk about him like those guys.
Right.
Nobody ever brings him up with those guys. Is 23 even retired? Maybe it is, but I mean, it's not one of those single digit guys
yes.
you know, like Jeter and Ruth and Gehrig and all those guys. It's also like doesn't it feel? I don't even know what the right word is. Like, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and guys like that, they don't even really feel like they were actually athletes.
No.
Like, they feel like those are like
gods.
Like mythological guys. Creatures.
Especially Babe.
You know what
especially
I mean?
Especially Babe.
Because like, obviously Babe. We weren't alive to see any yes. of those guys play. This is like baseball meant something different back then, and being a Yankee was a different thing back then too. Like, I just feel like it's almost impossible for any modern athlete to achieve the level of like mythology
yeah.
that somebody from back in the day could, because so much of it is just stories.
Yeah.
Right now we know everything about everyone.
Right,
every game they play, every stat, every tweet, everybody's got a. Documentary on them, whatever. It's too much. I think there's too much.
You think
like, you can't mythologize the modern athlete.
You think like Babe Ruth can hit a slider?
You're right. Right. Like
can he get a hold of one of those sweepers?
You put him up there against like
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson. Right. Exactly. Somebody like that. It's like I don't know. No, I don't.
<Yeah. laughs>
I think modern. Yeah. I think you know. I think let him play 20 years later.
Right.
You know when they let everybody play. It was a little bit more challenging.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's great stories
Satchel.
About Satchel Paige owning his ass.
Yeah.
Where they would play those barnstorming tours, you know?
Get you some.
Satchel will give him the old, what did he call it? His changeup, basically, but they called it like the pause ball or something. It's not true. But
right.
They said it would stop and then start again.
Yeah, right.
So, but isn't that, I don't know, like... What's better? Is it better to know the spin rate of every curveball that the guy throws
no.
to the 4,000th like decimal point, or is it fun to think that maybe Satchel Paige was magic?
I think Satchel Paige,
you know, like yes. isn't that kind of more fun?
I like it more. Yeah, I mean, everything. I like everything more.
Can I read you guys then. A list of names of Satchel Paige's pitches?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes.
He's got the B ball.
Okay.
A pitch that would be where he wanted it to be.
Yes. Yes.
We've got the Midnight Creeper.
Okay.
A pitch known for its darkness and speed.
Okay, great.
Two Humper. Doesn't explain it.
It curved twice somehow.
The Bat Dodger. Self-explanatory.
Uh-huh.
The Hesitation
that's
Pitch.
That's the one I was
believe
talking
that's
about.
One,
hesitation Pitch.
He would pause during his wind-up to mess with the batter's timing.
Right.
So,
okay.
Today,
that would probably be a balk.
Probably a balk.
Yeah. A Dipsy Do. A mischievous and confusing pitch used to baffle hitters. And, of course, the Jump Ball. A deceptive pitch designed to look like a ball, but then it takes a sharp turn.
That is such...
That's just
like me sitting on the porch with my granddaddy and telling
it's
stories.
Stories of legends.
Yeah. It's just better.
It's
like
awesome.
That's so much
yes.
more fun
yes,
than
is.
Being like, well, actually,
yes, it damn sure
his curveball's not what it was 2 years ago because the velocity. It's like
shut up.
He threw a B ball. All right, what did it say? The B ball would be where
it would
he
be
wanted
where he wants
to
it to be.
Be where it wanted to be.
My since we're doing this, whatever, let's just do it. My favorite Satchel Paige story that I heard was. During the World Series, the Negro Leagues World Series, they were playing against, I think, the Homestead Grays, which is who Josh Gibson played mm-hmm. for. And it was the bottom of the last inning, and there was one runner on, and Josh Gibson was the third guy up.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked the bases loaded so he could face him.
Yes.
And, like, Buck O'Neill walked to the mound and was like, what are you doing? He's like, these people are here to see me and Josh.
Yes.
Not the rest of
yes.
you guys. And then he struck him out on three pitches.
He hit the Ricky Vaughn on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but the way Buck O'Neill told it's got to be true.
I believe it.
I want
it
to be true.
I've heard that story, but I'm saying – it is true, damn it.
True to me.
You know, because I want it to be true.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
I want Gibson. I want Gibson.
Oh, it's so great. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think I heard... I don't know what it was. I was laughing when it happened, but it said this team's run 80% of pistol on their run. I'm like, yeah, it's a run situation. We're running. Stop us. You know, it's like one of those type of things, right? So it's like the good teams do what they do consistently. That's what they do. And the good teams are teams that can change up when they need to. And I think we're the good teams. We're going to be one of those good teams that be able to do whatever you need to do to go out there and win. We've seen this in the past, win it throwing the ball a million times. We've seen this in the past, being able to run it a bunch of times. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the run. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the pass. And then on special teams, we've had to win the game on special teams before. And we got to find ways to do those things. I think.
What the hell? Can we just, like, get over that now?
What?
The whole pistol percentages.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it. Here's the difference between predictable and
execute.
It's execution.
Yep.
It's not, okay, like, you know what a lot of the teams you're playing are going to run. Like, you watch tape and they've played games and they run the plays that are to the strength of the players that are on their team. Like, pretty good idea what they're going to do.
Yep.
But they're better than you or not. And you can either out-execute them or they out-execute you.
I just think, you know, again, it only becomes a problem when you lose. It only becomes a problem when you lose. They didn't lose the game from Carolina because Michael was in the pistol. They didn't lose the game in Tampa because Michael was in the pistol.
Nope.
All right.
They didn't lose those games because they were predictable.
No. They lost those games because they didn't play well.
Yeah.
And then a damn kicker couldn't execute on special teams.
In fact, I wouldn't mind if they were predictable. Line up in 12 personnel and hand it to Bijan and Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, and go to work, man. Yeah. I just, you know, all that, you know, whatever. Whatever, man. I might even go there because start calling people out. But I think the biggest thing for them is just to be consistent in what they do. Be consistent in what you are. Be consistent in who you tell us you are.
Yeah.
All right, because it don't matter. Teams know Bijan's getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Teams know that if Bijan's standing behind Michael, he's either going right or left. Whatever way Michael opens up, we know that's which way he's going. Okay.
The great thing about Bijan is
he might not go that way. He might cut back that way.
He might make a miss.
Yeah.
You're also allowed to block those guys, with those offensive linemen that you have up
there. Yeah. So I just, you know, whatever with those tendencies and all those other things. Under center, and again, I'll always go back to what I prefer. I prefer my quarterback under center. Don't ever get me wrong with that. I do. But at the same time, that doesn't always, in my opinion, generate success, as some people like to continue to highlight. Like, well, no, being an effective offense is being consistent, not how you line up, not a personnel group. It's how you execute. But it's also going back to personnel, what is your best personnel? What gives you the best chance to win? The reason I think 12 is the best personnel in grouping, especially when you got a guy like Kyle, because teams have to play nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Teams have to give you a lighter box. They can't play with three linebackers out there just because you got two tight ends.
And you're going to be in pistol, whether you have one tight end or two tight ends out there, but you're just a lot more effective in what you want to do with two tight ends out there because it does – like, it accomplishes all of the things that you want. It puts the guys in the best position for them to succeed. It puts Kyle out there where he needs to be. Although he's gotten better.
Yes.
He's done a little bit better with his blocking.
Yes.
It puts Charlie Warner in his best position to succeed.
Right.
And then Bijan and Allgeier and the guys that run the ball can be in their best position to succeed.
Yeah.
So they've done it twice.
Yes.
They went away from it big time once.
Mm-hmm. And they have to ask.
And got their ass kicked. You got to show us what your identity is.
Yes.
Don't tell us what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Show us.
Hey, guys, tomorrow morning, join the morning shift for a special broadcast at Publix at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta. Come down, join the crew, pick up your tailgating supplies for this weekend's football action. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype of this year's at Publix. This Friday again, guys, 6 to 9 is the morning shift at Buckhead Landing in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Smoking Joe Patrick is going to join us next. We will talk more Falcons with him. Practice today, couple important guys not fully available at practice today. So we'll talk with Joe about that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic? Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up and ask. We'll answer to the best of our ability. Smoking Joe Patrick in just a minute as well.
Okay. Josh Cribb looked pretty cool in 16.
Josh Cribbs did look
cool.
Yeah,
he looked pretty cool in 16.
Which is rare because he also was a 16 Browns jersey.
Yeah.
So hard to look cool in a Browns jersey
at
all.
I can't think of no other ones.
Okay.
I know somebody that's probably throw, Ray, what about? I just think 16 it's the ugliest of the teens.
Ugliest of the teens?
Yep. Yep. 16 and 19.
Okay.
No, yeah. 16, 19.
The two numbers that Joe Montana wore.
Yeah.
I was 17.
No. I'm sorry. 17. I'm sorry. 16, 18. 19 is pretty cool. Because Hines. Hines looks sweet.
What about, I don't know.
17? Doug Williams?
Yeah.
Quincy Carter?
Okay.
Kobe Dean? Greg Blue?
Okay, fine. Those are good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like 13.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like 15.
Definitely.
I don't like 14 that much.
Oh, yeah, man. 14 is. I had a problem with 14 until when I played video games, and Oregon had a running back that was 14 back in the day. I was like, damn, that 14 looks sweet.
Ugh. I hated everything about that sentence that you said. Let's get Smokin' Joe Patrick in here. Yeah.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, Falcons reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick. Thursdays at this time, Falcons getting ready for the Bills on Monday Night Football. Joe, how are you?
JP!
I'm doing good, guys. Yeah, and I've got strong opinions on these numbers, too. But, to each their own, I guess.
Well, I mean, go for it.
Uh-oh, did you wear 16,
Joe? The floor is yours.
I'm half kidding. I mean, it's just funny because it's a conversation about what numbers do you prefer in the team, specifically. But, I can't do 13, man. 13, you got to stay away from the unlucky 13.
Dan what? Marino?
I think my opinions are also swayed by soccer. Like, I'm kind of a fan of soccer, cover soccer, and, like, you know, 14 is a nice midfield number in soccer, so I'll show 14 some love.
I wore 14 my junior year.
And then I'm telling you, I like 14. You're like, no?
I didn't play good junior year.
Oh, God.
I wore 7 senior year.
And it's because of 14.
I was all conference senior year, so it must have been.
It could have been that you got better.
I really don't know what it was. I think I was going through some stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
whole junior year going through stuff.
I did get a concussion in one game and missed another one. Speaking of injuries, that was my transition. Who do we expect to see on Monday night, Joe, from an injury perspective? Or maybe who do we not expect to see?
Well, it sounds good for A.J. Terrell. You know, Raheem Morris talked about him a couple days ago and said that they thought that, you know, the plan would be good for him in terms of getting back on the field this week. And then they still are saying that it's going to be a game time decision for him. But considering he's going to be back on the practice field today for the team, I think that is just speaks to the continued kind of, you know, good trajectory that he's on to potentially play. I think the one that is a little bit more questionable is Darnell Mooney at this point, who will be held out of practice, Falcons practice today, as he deals with, I believe it's a hamstring injury, as he's coming back from the shoulder that he obviously had that held him out of all of training camp. And I got to say, like, I don't know how big of a loss that would necessarily be for this team, considering the fact that he hasn't really been an important piece yet this year because of that time that he's missed. And then when he's come back, he's just trying to insert himself as quickly as possible. And he doesn't look to really be on the same page. He doesn't even know he's like truly 100, like operating at 100% of his physical capacity since he has been back. So I don't know how much of a loss that will be, although it certainly will kind of tie Zach Robinson's hands maybe a little bit in terms of some of the formations and stuff that he would feel comfortable deploying in the game. But I think the big one, obviously, is A.J. Terrell, specifically because you know that on the other side of the football, Keon Coleman is going to be one of the, you know, likely targets, one of the guys who gets a lot of the targets from Josh Allen. He's a bigger receiver, which is the kind – I know that Mike Evans has kind of gotten the better of A.J. Terrell in recent years, but not the last couple matchups they've had. And I think that AJ still, I will favor him in some of these matchups against some of these bigger bodied receivers, which Keon Coleman is. So if they can get AJ to kind of be able to just, you know, guard him around the field and travel with him, I think that would kind of lock up one of Josh Allen's, you know, most favorite targets.
Hey, Joe, we've been talking the last couple of days, and I know Andy brought it up. I think he brought it to Arch, saying that the importance of this game, the national brand, I won't say brand, the national exposure that it will give the Falcons if they win this game. Have they talked to any about that, or is it just business as usual?
They've been asked about that, as you would expect from media who, you know, this is a big media event, right? When the Falcons are playing on Monday Night Football, you know, at home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, that's something that media gets really excited about. And I think that media creates some narratives. And I'm not saying that they're like, you know, a lot of people take that phrase and think that, oh, well, must not be true. I think there are some legitimate narratives that, can the Falcons win on these big stages? They have shown an ability to do that in prime time last year. They won on Monday Night Football on the road against the Eagles. You know, they had the Thursday Night Football nationally televised game. But, you know, Monday against a legitimate Super Bowl contender at this point in the season, MVP front-running, maybe quarterback now that Lamar Jackson's hurt, and Josh Allen. I mean, these are the ingredients that make for a big-time matchup. And when they've been asked about it, and they being basically Raheem Morris is the only one I've heard speak about it to this point, they do downplay it. You know, he says that, you know, yes, it's a big game for us, but every game's a big game, right? It's the National Football League. Anybody can beat anybody, and these other teams maybe don't get a lot of credit because they don't have some of these superstar pieces that the media highlights like the Bills have in Josh Allen. But I would say, having said all that, make no mistake about it, this is a big game for the Falcons to kind of establish themselves in the minds of a lot of people, whether it's media or whether it's fans. But I think that it's almost kind of bigger for the organization and maybe some of the personnel, so to speak, that are not necessarily playing, but obviously help this team operate year to year, week to week. And they want to see them, you know, this team kind of be on that top level. And they are obviously not there yet, but these are the kinds of wins, these are the kinds of opportunities that help vault you to that place. And obviously, you know, winning the division will be another, you know, like target that helps them kind of get to that level. Having playoff wins, those are obviously nationally televised games. So all these things contribute, but having, you know, a big win on a Monday Night Football game, I would think could certainly boost the morale of everybody inside the building and inside the locker room.
I mean, they're saying the right stuff, and that's how they should approach it. But if they beat the Bills on Monday Night Football, there's going to be a lot of – I mean, that's a big deal. Like, they're going to get a lot more headlines and a lot more national conversation, which they don't necessarily need to care about, but it will happen.
Andy, if I could add, like, I think, like, again, let's just say if they were to win the game, I think the bigger thing for me is could they take that big win and then go repeat that performance following week. I think that's been the biggest problem for the Falcons team, really since I've been covering them since 2022, is just not an ability to have that consistency. Because last year, like I said, they beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football, who ended up winning the Super Bowl. You know, they had the Sunday Night Football game against the Chiefs, which they played, you know, that team really well. They very well could have won it had they gotten a flag that they deserve in the end zone of the pass interference on Kyle Pitts. So they can get up for these games, and I fully expect them to be extremely competitive in this one. But then it's like, if they do play well or if they do win the game, can they go repeat that on the road the next week in San Francisco on a prime time? And then maybe even more so, you know, on a sleepy 1 o'clock game after that, you know, against Miami or any of these other teams they've got coming up on the middle of their schedule. Because remember in 2023, they basically lost their spot in the playoffs because of three games that happened in the middle of the season. The Tennessee Titans, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. They lost all three of those games, and that's what separated them.
Yeah.
I do recall that, Joe.
Yes. I didn't recall it until you said something, Joe.
I do.
Damn.
Because it was it was the Dobbs game.
Yes, it was Kyler Murray got loose
Kyler
on one play.
That was Kyler's first game back.
Yes, Kyler's first game back.
Who was
and
it Mario?
Will Levis' first win in the NFL.
Levis' only good game in the NFL.
Yes.
There we go. Awesome. Glad we could do that.
Whatever.
Hey, I know, look, it's early, so you can you can sort of spin certain things different ways. And there's some really good numbers if you want to look at some of them regarding the Falcons' defense. Do you feel like those numbers are true? Are they telling the full story?
I mean, even the advanced stuff, like, that tries to wait out, you know, the opponent and all that stuff, still respects the Falcons and has them as, like, a top five defense, like DVOA, defensive DVOA.
What is
having said that? Yeah. I know we had the conversation about the stats last week with Randy. Listen, I will go against those. I mean, it's not that I think the Falcons defense is bad, but I don't know. I'm still waiting to see them because they still have not really faced a really top-tier quarterback that's really in form. Obviously, they faced Baker Mayfield week one, but that's, you know, it's a week one game. All teams are still finding themselves at that point. If they can go out there, and the pass defense in particular is what has, like, you know, really vaulted this defense statistically. They're, like, the number one pass defense and a lot of metrics. And so if they can repeat that against this Buffalo Bills team, then I think obviously they're legit. And I think it'll be interesting to see how Joe Brady from the Bills calls this game. If they do have respect for the Falcons defense and their ability to either rush the passer or guard these guys downfield, I think it'll be very telling to see how they react to it. But I think obviously it's a big test for them coming up on Monday.
No doubt about it. Joe, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the JP.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. And that's the thing for me is, like, you know, all the excitement, hype, whatever you want to call it, if you beat the Bills, awesome. But, like, if the defense can repeat some of the performances they've had against this offense, that validates a lot of what we've seen.
This
early.
Offense is good because of him.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some good players. I'm wrong, but.
James Cook's good.
James, that's what I think. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. James Cookie's a good player. Coleman's a good player.
Kincaid.
Kincaid's a very good tight end, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But Sam Teague is the engine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Teague.
MVP of the
league.
Yeah,
like, they're not. Yeah, you put somebody else, average back there, they'll just be average.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
great because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd put somebody average back there for us on Monday?
No. Sam Teague coming. Yeah,
dang
that boy from Wyoming. Did you see this weekend Wyoming had a game? It was snowing.
They're already?
Yeah. Wyoming had a game this past weekend, and they showed a highlight. Yeah, it was snowing up there.
Well, I will as the resident enjoyer of cooler weather, even I will say it's too early for that.
Yeah.
Too early, but it's Wyoming. You know?
You've been to Wyoming, right?
I've been to Wyoming.
Okay.
It's a good state. The west part of it. West Wyoming. You get out further east, flat. Kind of boring. West Wyoming, you got the Grand Tetons out there.
Not the Grand Tetons.
Yeah. That's where Yellowstone is. I know everybody thinks Yellowstone's in Montana. It's in Wyoming mostly.
Did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. Stick with me.
I got you. You're taking
some stuff. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA. You could ask us about Wyoming or anything else. 404-726-0929. AMA after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone lines on a Trillville Thursday. Love to see that. Let's start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
There he is.
All right, we're going to make this one. If you could speak another language, which language would you speak? Because, like, when I go to the package store and you ask something, then they say, bing-dong,
bing-dong,
bing-dong.
Hey, all right, Mike. Come on, Mike. Come on. Mike.
How long would you let them go before you talk about what they're saying about you? I'm hang up and listen.
All right, Mike, don't call back up in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
okay? We don't make fun of
you're
people.
You're on
like
probation.
That.
Yeah,
we don't make fun of people like that.
Make fun of people's languages.
Language that I. I'm about to say something real crazy, but
say something crazy.
I'm gonna say Australia.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It'd be crazy.
I already do.
But if I could speak another language, I don't know. That's not I really want to. Like that really ain't nothing I want to say to nobody.
I want to say Norwegian, but it would just be not that helpful.
Yeah,
you know, would not be that helpful.
Like Russian.
Okay.
All right.
That might be good.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe in the future.
Maybe.
Come in
who knows?
You never know.
Who knows?
Spanish?
No, I'm good on Spanish.
My daughter is in like the dual Spanish-English
I know you told
thing.
Me that.
So it's not going to be like, she's already starting to say stuff.
That's good.
I'm like, what was that? She was like, oh, sorry, I was speaking Spanish. I was like,
being sassy with
okay.
it. I mean, I can speak. If we go, when we
but
done,
then Jack's going to do it, too. I don't want them ganging up with their own
happen.
Secret
like,
Spanish
when we go
language.
To, when we go to Mexico and stuff, I can speak the language and understand it for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like what Mike said, like, I don't know, because it's so funny, when one of my favorite Drewski skits is when he's the nail shop technician.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't be knowing.
They'll be talking about
you. They be talking bad about you.
They'll be talking about you.
Yeah, that's one reason why I don't go no more. Talk bad about me. Like, I know you're talking about, look at him and his crushed-ass feet. And, oh, you got big feet. They're crusty. Yeah, I know that crusty lady.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
That's what I'm here for.
Now, you better break out the sander.
The belt sander.
The belt sander.
Not the hand sander.
Because, you know, it's almost vacation time for me and the wife, so you know I got to get them heels right.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got to get them heels right, dog.
There you go.
Yeah, I got to get them heels right for vacation. It is three layers, so I got to get three layers down.
Oh, man. That is good to know. Vacation time.
Yeah, man, vacation heels, man.
Heels
they're different.
Time. Yeah, yeah, right. Got to have them nice and soft.
Yep.
DJ's in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Randy, you're talking about vacations, man. That's part of my question. I know y'all, we as adults, we like to take vacations and stuff like that. But what would be the dream vacation, the location, and also what would be like the activity or excursion you would do on that vacation?
Okay. There's two things about our family. It depends on who's the vacation for, meaning if it's her.
What's for you?
Okay, if it's for me, oh, man, where would I want to go that we have been?
Because I think you guys have done all her dream
vacations.
We've
done all her dream vacations, you know. And we're about to, like I said, we're going to
another one next week.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? I want to go, and we're trying to schedule it for this summer. I want to go to Portugal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I want to go to Portugal. I've heard a lot of good stuff about that. And I don't do excursion when it's my trip. Now, with hers, I'd be damn near in a cave in the damn Atlantic Ocean
so
somewhere.
So what do you want to do in Portugal?
I want to chill. Like I do in every vacation when it's my turn. When it's my turn, well, she plans all
you're
the
just
trips.
Gonna do some Portuguese
stuff. I'm gonna do some Portuguese stuff.
All right.
Whatever that is. Whatever Ronaldo does, I'm doing. Yeah, so whatever
a lot
Ronaldo
of
does.
Crunches, I think. He does a lot of crunches.
Yeah, hey.
I want to go to Ireland, Scotland combo.
I want to go with you because I want to go to a pub.
Yeah, I want to drink my way through Ireland and Scotland.
Yes.
And golf as well. And then if my wife's there, see some old castles and stuff. But if it's you, just golf and pubs.
Yeah, man. I don't have to sightsee nothing.
We go to some like Scotch distilleries.
Yeah, man. I'm not real big on sightseeing. Just not. That's why I know. I'm a hotel snob.
I know.
That's why I don't care about nothing but the hotel. That's why it got to be so good that I don't want to leave.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have those in Ireland.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Probably do. All right. Adam's in Columbia by way of Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
You there, Andy?
I got you, man.
I'm down here in Columbia. But as an international correspondent of the Yams Committee,
I bet, brother.
Dude, it's the CBL. It's the CBL now. It ain't the CBL. It's the CBL.
Man. Got it.
Yeah, man.
Man, it's out of control. But no, I tried to call yesterday, but everybody was put down and shit. But,
I know, can't cuss.
All right.
Sorry. But yesterday y'all were talking about Derrick Jones showing up that old collective.
Wow. Adam. Hey, the Colombian connection,
dog.
A little rough,
man. Have fun, dog.
Yeah, have fun.
No, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
We'll try again. What does Adam do, you think? Because he's called us from Denmark.
Adam, he might be a an engineer or working on the pipes.
Pipe guy.
I was going to say the wrong kind of pipe.
Like a plumber. Yeah.
I'm guessing he works on like airplanes or
pipeline
something like
or something. Yeah.
Like oil pipeline.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say he's laying pipe. But when it came,
if he's in Columbia, yeah, he'd probably like to be.
But no, I'm trying to figure out, like, because you remember Tim Riggins wanted to go to Alaska and work on the pipeline.
I do remember.
In Alaska. Yeah. So maybe he does that. But he's in Columbia right now? Bless your heart.
Well, he was in Denmark like last month, right? I mean,
I don't know what Denmarkians look like.
All I'm saying
is, I know what them damn Colombians look like.
I'm just saying he travels. He's around.
Yeah, man. You know, he got like all kind of passport stamps.
You know what that is a testament to? Odyssey app. Strong.
Yeah, man.
Odyssey app's going everywhere.
I appreciate you, Adam.
I do too.
Yeah, man.
He's multiple continents listening to us.
I mean, I'm going to be in Colombia listening to y'all.
What would you be listening to?
some Bad Bunny and looking at them yams.
Something like that.
Yeah, dog.
All right, Kyle's in Douglasville. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Pretty good.
The name of this segment is Ask Me Anything. So everyone knows when they call, and you know when they call, that they're going to ask you a question. How irritating is it to you when they start off with, hey, I got a question to ask you?
not really.
I don't even think about it. You just said it. It is funny, though. It is funny, but I never thought about it.
Sometimes, not irritating, but it is a little bit like you are supposed to ask a question.
Yes.
And sometimes people will just tell a story, maybe. Yes.
I like the storytelling.
I do, too.
I like the storytelling.
As long as there's a question
at the end. As long as
there's
a question in the end,
because sometimes the story really sets up a great question.
Yes.
But sometimes people just go, I got three things. And they'll just say three things and then go away. It's like, we got to ask. But no, I wouldn't say irritated.
No.
Chris is in Buckhead. Hey,
definitely,
Chris.
Definitely irritated.
Hey, fellas. In honor of it being a Trillville Thursday, this is a two-part question. Number one, what is your favorite rap song of all time?
Oh, wow.
And number two, if you're a karaoke, what rap song are you singing that you know you will absolutely destroy?
Oh, man.
Bring it.
All right, appreciate it.
I'm not doing any rap songs at karaoke.
Oh, man.
I know where my lane is, and it is not there.
I'm trying to think. My favorite rap song of all time. It's so hard. I'll go Juicy. I go Juicy.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I'll say that's my favorite.
God, I
just what I'm saying. Like, it's just that's hard one of the hard ones.
I'll just say Southern Playlisting.
There you go. Oh, you give me Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, you could do that.
Oh, you give me Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm tearing that up.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I am tearing it up because I'm getting everybody in it. Because it's such a a universal song. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Lady, yeah.
Oh, it is like, a call and response.
Yeah, it is a very, it's a.
He's
yeah.
made so much money off that song.
Yes.
That he did an interview, because he's a Seattle guy and he's still around with the Mariners in the playoffs and stuff. He's oh, popping really? Up doing interviews. He said that he has not really changed. His lifestyle reached a
yeah.
point
right.
when that song was the most popular. And he said he's been able to use it in commercials and sell the rights to it to other people and all that stuff to where he's been up there for 30 years.
Yeah.
Off that one song.
Off that one song.
I don't know how many millions of dollars it is, but like, what a, and he's had other songs that were popular too, but nothing like that.
He did?
Yeah, but how would you know?
What other song Sir Mix-a-Lot make?
Yeah, the one they danced to in Fresh Prince, where it was like, bomb, 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 jump on it, jump on it.
That's not his song.
That's not his
well,
song?
Well, he did a version of that song.
Oh, okay.
He did a version of that song.
Yeah, all I know is Sir Mix-a-Lot. Stick it out.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Baby Got Back. He used to do Sonic's playoff songs. He would do like Feed the Hawk. It was about Hersey Hawkins.
Oh, Lord.
It was great.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, I mean, how'd that song come on, man?
He's definitely on the list of one-hit wonders.
No, okay. No doubt about it.
So, okay. Like, yeah, I'd fight against, like, he has other hits, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, fine.
Well, I mean, people like Sir Mix-a-Lot. AIDS.
Trying to say
yeah,
some
another
nice
wrong
stuff.
Against him. But
I'm trying to say some nice stuff about the guy.
The stuff is that the one hit he has is
well,
timeless.
Most people don't even get one, you yes. know? Ro is in Atlanta. Hey, Ro.
Hey, how's it going, Andy? I heard earlier in the week you came through Gary, Indiana. Well, I bet you guys didn't know that Michael Jackson got the key to the city in 2003. Uh-huh. He comes to our baseball field. I don't know why we have a baseball field. But after he leaves there, he goes to KFC and buys it out to the old school limo and throws chicken to us. It was no social media then, so probably won't see anywhere, but I just wanted to share that story.
Thank you, Ro.
He had a song called Hoopty.
Hoopty? Okay.
Yeah, Hoopty.
All right.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't even remember that one either.
Put Him on the Glass. He had a song called Put Him on the Glass.
What was he talking about on the glass?
You know what he's talking about. there was a few.
Put Him on the Glass.
Nothing to the level of... he was talking... Michael Jackson got the key to the city of Gary, Indiana in 2003.
Okay.
What were they waiting for?
What the hell are they waiting on?
It was like...
Michael should have had a...
It was a couple decades
too
late.
They had and a couple noses too late and pigmentations.
But he said he bought chicken for everybody.
Yeah, man.
What a guy. Matt's in Noonan. Hey, Matt. Final call.
Hey, first I got to say, can I ask you a question?
and go for it.
I kind of got two questions for you. One is, and you can actually like just use it as both. What is your favorite piece of fried chicken? And are you a boob or butt guy?
Oh, man.
thank you, Matt.
I'm a chicken wing guy.
Wings.
Yeah, I'm a chicken wing guy.
Breast.
Oh, give me them cheeks. Yeah, buddy. Give me cheeks. You know why I need cheeks?
Are we talking chicken still or no?
Oh, hey, how do you know? I had no clue.
How about breast for both?
Yeah, no, I like cheeks. I walk behind my woman.
I know, I like thigh. I like the fried chicken thighs.
Yes, Lord.
you know what? There's not a part of a... My wife that I don't
like. I like all of them. I just like my woman, you know?
Front, back, and side to side.
The biggest thing about being married is you just still be a little perv with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, just best like part. Just walk over there, just randomly touch her.
Yes.
And she don't even say stop.
No, she loves it.
Yeah. Stop. I already hit you with that. Stop.
It's great. It's one of the, it might be the number one best reason to be married.
Yes, you get to fill up your wife.
All the time.
Yeah.
And she does the same thing to you sometimes.
Exactly.
Too. Sneak up on you. You never know. All right. Get the takeaways of the day.
Okay, I don't need every
show gets into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you for defending the good name of Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No one argued he didn't make songs. It's just...
Hey, be quiet, please. I'm the Jets of fantasy college football, but he's wrong. I have one win.
You do? You have one win.
Yes.
You're better than the Jets. Also, Randy knows Puck. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be coming at Randy talking about hockey.
You don't
the man,
know Puck,
the man
bro.
Knows Puck.
I also had Randy was the Jets of the CFP Fantasy League. But he's going to turn it around this week.
Yeah, dude, I'm coming out to Andy.
Posse's on Broadway?
Yes. The Posse's on Broadway.
You heard that?
Yes.
That was a hit. That was a hit.
I ain't going to say hit, but I like the song.
That was a hit.
I had Randy being a Puck knower. I believe it. I believe he is.
All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.